From KQED in San Francisco, this is Perspectives, the daily commentary series bringing you the personal experiences and insight of KQED's own Northern California listeners.
Support for this public radio podcast comes from the University of Chicago Graduate School of Business. Constantly question, test ideas, seek proof. That's the Chicago approach at chicagogsb.edu.
Would you like something for nothing? Most people don't. For the past decade, I've been trying to give things away as part of different nonprofit programs to help families and small businesses reduce their energy use. I've offered folks low-flow shower faucets, high-quality clotheslines, energy-efficient refrigerators, even natural gas heaters, all for free. You'd think I was giving out poison or 8x10 glossies of President Bush by the typical response I get. Not interested. Nope. Niet. Most people simply don't believe that a stranger is going to hand them a $25 timer, say, or even a $2 power strip, and not expect something in return. America is legendarily a place where there is no free lunch, though occasionally you might pick up a complimentary snack at Costco's or Trader Joe's. In fact, unless you're a congressperson or a celebrity, we view getting something for nothing with deep suspicion. No one just up and gifts you for no good reason. There's got to be an angle, which may be as simple as, hey, I gave you a free pen, now you've got to buy my life insurance. Part of the problem may be that things we've traditionally thought should be free, mostly stuff with the word public in front of it, no longer are. Public freeways charge tolls, and public parks charge increasingly high entry fees. Even free public schools are a bit of a tease. Your kid's entry may be free, but almost no one gets past the gauntlet of kids selling chalky chocolate, PTA silent auctions, or after-school carnivals with their bank account untouched. There are attempts to counter our free phobia, most notably at places like Burning Man, where a gift economy flourishes. But even there, the giveaways increasingly have the smell of doing penance. Amidst all the free art and performance, only a free loader would show up without bringing a case of customized lighters or beer mugs to give away to the masses. One free thing that's been flourishing lately is a piece of people's minds. Between blogs and newspapers that are desperate for relevant copy, you're always free to give away your opinion. But of course, the rest of us don't have to listen. With a Perspective, I'm Stephen Moss.
The opinions expressed in the Perspective series are those of the commentators and not necessarily those of its funder or KQED Public Radio. Local underwriting is provided by Leif Cabraser, Hyman & Bernstein, with offices nationwide, including San Francisco and New York. Leif Cabraser represents plaintiffs in personal injury, defective products, consumer and employment cases, on the Internet at lchb.com.